Welcome to the Brawl Show Podcast with Sam and Bram, a regular couple of bozos. Bulldozer!
Hello and welcome to the Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Provo Bandit.
And I'm New Bromie.
Also known as Sam.
And Bram.
And today is another episode of How to Fix. So if you didn't hear or listen to the first episode of How to Fix, basically we take things in Brawl Stars that we think is maybe a little problematic or things that could be better, and we say how we would fix them, how we would change them. So this is the second episode of How to Fix, and today we're going to be talking about Power League.
Yeah, how it can be fixed. Which there's many ways, but we'll be talking about the ones that actually can fix it, I think.
Yep, and we'll also talk about Chuck early release. I know it's a little late to talk about it, but hey, we'll get our opinion in it. So, yeah, let's get into the episode. Okay, so let's start off with how to fix Power League. So, how we will section this off is that we'll start with Noob Army. Noob Army will say the problems he thinks is with Power League, and then he'll say how to fix those problems. And then it'll go to me, and I'll say what my problems with it are, and I'll say how I would fix it. And we can talk with each other whenever we want, but let's start with Noob Army. What are the problems?
So, the main problem is...
In my opinion, is
people who have no brawlers at all. No brawlers at all. All of them are Power 11. I mean, not Power 11, Power 1. Well, like, Power 8 or below. Like, all of them are Power 8 and below. That sucks, and then they always thumbs down you. They basically throw. So I don't really like those guys. And if they like playing Power League so much, I have a way to fix it. There's also these people who throw on purpose.
Problem. So, really, your problem is with specific players?
Yes.
Or specific type of players?
Yeah, basically. So, how I would fix that is for people to have more trophies with brawlers and get better skill. I would move it from, like, 4,500 to, like, 10,000 skill cap. People might not like this, but it's better. I honestly think it'd be better. And then once you unlock it, or if you already have unlocked it, there'll be a screen that says...
Well, first, you're saying that Power League, when you unlock Power League at 10,000. That's what you're saying.
10,000 trophies, yeah. Okay. And then once you get or already have, there'll be Power League, then there'll be a screen that pops up. And it says, hey, Power League, do you want to be casual or do you want to be competitive? You can always change this in your settings or can be kind of like solo and do a showdown.
Yeah, when you were talking about this earlier, I was thinking about solo and do a showdown where it just kind of pops up.
Yeah, so maybe it'd be that or it'd be in the settings or something. But the casual wouldn't give you any like club points. It's just for fun.
No ranks.
Right? No ranks. Just for fun. But competitive is like basically the same thing. But
as right now,
but like no throwing mostly.
Because you think higher trophies will fix that?
Yeah. I think higher trophies would fix that. So yeah. I that's the main thing that I think that will help Power League to be better. It'd be more of a competitive thing than a casual thing.
Okay, that's interesting. I can see the Power League moving up, like I can to 10,000. Mm-hmm. I like that. I generally think I agree with what you're saying, Noob Army. I think those could fix the game. Like ten. I listened to the Time to Explain podcast with, you know, the developers of Brawl Stars, and they talked about how they felt Power League was a little too complicated for early players, and I can definitely see that. So I think moving Power League to a higher trophies, I can definitely see that. I can agree. I think that would be a good change. And then just having the option to play Power League casual, that could also be awesome. So,
like, if they don't know how to play it, like, it's their first, like, I don't know, 100 games, then they'd be like, oh, in this mode, you need to collect the games.
No. I don't think they should be forced to play casual first.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying whenever they play, like, the first time in Power League, it'll be, like, a little tutorial. Just like when you first start Brawl Stars. Just a
little. I can see that. I can see that being nice.
Bots and stuff.
Yeah. So, generally, a new Barry, I think those are good ideas. For the problems that you stated. Anything else you want to say?
That's basically it.
So, I actually have a question before we move on to mine.
Okay.
If Brawl Stars develops the report button and, like, gets it working and actually starts banning people off of that,
Brawl Stars will look at it. And
would that fix your problem? Or do they still have to move it to 10,000 and still have to make it casual or versus competitive?
The report would help, but it doesn't change the fact that you lost the club points. Which it makes it frustrating.
What do you mean club points?
The club points that you lost from the... If you lost because
you
of
the rank?
The rank, yeah. The rank stuff you lost. It wouldn't change the rank that you lost from the thrower or something. It just wouldn't be cool. I don't think it'd fix it. I mean, maybe they could report it by, like, saying, oh, Sky was being mean. He was throwing. He wouldn't play or something like that. That could help it, but I don't know.
It's not going to fix everything.
It's not going to fix everything.
All right, let's move on to my problems and my solutions. I think New Bummy, again, those are good ideas. I agree with those. Generally. Maybe 10,000 would be too much. Like, maybe 5,000, but yeah. Let's keep on going.
Just 500.
500? 5,000. Okay, we're moving on.
No, just 500 trophies more than it already is. Because it's 4,500.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay, moving on. So, I have two problems with Power League, when I look at Power League. Number one is not enough rewards.
Ooh, okay? Yeah.
And another one is it takes too long, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of takes too long. So, but let's get to the first problem that I have. Not enough rewards. So, this is actually a really easy fix. Right now, you only get bling. Yeah. Right?
But maybe if, you, like, casual, you'd get bling. But if you do competitive, you'd get, like, something else.
Well, I guess the changes that I'm proposing aren't dealing with New Bummy's opinions. Like, this is, like, my own world. My own Supercell. My own universe. Or I make the changes.
Okay.
So, this is without New Bummy's changes. I would give the rewards. So, New Bummy, do you remember if in Power League, do you get bling once and then that's it? Like, moving up a rank? Or do you re-get it every time? Like, every Power League season? Do you remember?
I think you re-get it every Power League season. Because if they didn't, people would be complaining on Reddit and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I think, we're not 100% sure, but I think you re-get the bling, below ranks, every Power League season. But, instead of bling, kind of think of, like, the end of the Brawl Pass rewards, where it's kind of just a mumbo-jumbo of a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, maybe
including chroma credits, right? Okay. Should have chroma credits, and bling. And coins. Yeah. And power points. It should have a little bit of all of that. Or maybe some different ranks have different rewards. Kind of like masteries.
Or to bring some of the RNG back. Maybe like it'd be kind of like a big box where you can see what you get.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a big box. I think it makes it better if you can see what you're getting. Rather than like opening up. Yeah. 100%. Seeing what you're going to get would be a lot better.
Okay.
So, that's what I would say. Like, something similar. Like, at each rank, have a reward that's kind of similar to the end of the season rewards, but like more. Not like the little amount that they give. Probably more. And then I think an obvious change they could also do to make rewards more rewarding in Power League is add Masters League. When you get to the end, or maybe even just a high league in Power League, you get a title.
Yeah.
I think that would be... That's obvious. I think that Brawl Stars should really be using titles more. Like, right now, titles is only Mastery.
I mean, they just added the titles to the thing just a while ago. But I think you're catching on, like, it'd be cool to have more titles.
Yeah, titles is super easy to add. You shouldn't make titles easy to get. Like, the point of titles is to be hard.
Yeah.
But Masters in Power League is hard. Like, I think that would be an adequate reward for getting Masters League. So, I think that's another reward they could add. So, that's what I would do to the problem, not enough rewards. The answer is just give more rewards. Yeah. You know, in general. So, the second kind of problem is... It kind of takes a little too long sometimes.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, Power League doesn't take too long. Like, I definitely see a good amount of people complaining that it's long. But in my opinion, like, I kind of like the anxiety of the draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that it kind of adds.
Like, oh, someone banned this player that I wanted to play. Or they played the person I want to play. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So the suspense can be fun. But on the other side of the spectrum, when you have that one random person that doesn't pick and then the match ends.
Yeah.
Like, that can be really annoying. Waiting 15 seconds for every person can be really long sometimes. So I definitely think they can speed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So one way you can make it faster is one way is that one, you know how like on the pick and bans phase,
mm-hmm.
everyone bans at the same time on your team. So an idea is that on the pick phase, let's say blue team goes first, the coin flip,
mm-hmm.
all of blue team makes picks,
mm-hmm.
for 15 seconds. They all make picks together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after blue makes their picks, all of red team makes their picks for 15 seconds.
I think that'd be problematic. I mean, that'd be 30 seconds, sure, for both of them. But 15 seconds, like, that is not a lot. Maybe, like, 30? Okay,
yeah, maybe a little more, but, like, that would make it so much
faster. Yeah, yeah, it would. Don't get me wrong, but
it was just, like,
just a little longer.
For your speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's a problem. I think the bigger problem with that system would be depending on how they banned in the meta at the time, whatever team goes first could have a huge advantage.
Well, just one
brawler. But then again, like, they could pick the really good brawlers that have no counters in the meta. So that could be a problem. I think that's the reason they have one, then one, then one, then one, then one in Power League right now, is to make it more even. But I don't know. That's hard. Another option would be to have one team, whoever goes first team makes two picks. Like, two people pick at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to the other team, and they, two people pick at the same time. And then the other team goes one person pick, the last person picks, and then the other last person picks.
Okay.
So that
you kind of get an advantage if you're the last person. Like, you get more time.
Well, you always do that. You always do. Like, that's already been there.
Yeah.
But with this, it just gets rid of two phases because they pick at the same time.
Yeah.
So okay. two pick, and then last pick, then that one person picks, and then the other one person picks.
I could see that in the game.
So that would be a good way to, like, so the first team doesn't have a huge advantage. Because they can make counter picks and stuff. So, overall, in my opinion, I don't think Power League is that broken.
Like, it's really not.
Like, we were just like, really, this episode is kind of just like Oh, what are some tiny things that we could fix?
Yeah, I don't think Power League is broken. It's just the people that are playing Power League.
I think really it's just dependent on the player style.
Yeah.
Like, people who are competitive, this is the only thing they play.
People
like,
who grind, like, want to get their account maxed out. Like, Sam. Sam said, like, oh, yeah, get more rewards. Like, free-to-play players would like that better.
Yeah, so I think some people already like Power League. Some people don't. So I think that these two, at least my...
This one concerned...
My two methods would make Power League a little more accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like. But overall, Power League is pretty good. Yeah. Like, it just depends on your playstyle.
Yeah, and it wouldn't affect the other people who like Power League how it is.
Yep. So
I think that's how it would be.
So that's our How to Fix Power League. So I know we kind of sounded sad. Well, not sad, just like disappointed throughout the episode. But honestly, I think Power League's not that bad.
It's not. It's really not.
So let's move on to another topic, maybe, depending on your opinion, even more sad. We're going to talk about Chuck early release, or at least the early access. So, hot take, Noob Army, what do you think?
I think it's not that bad. I thought it was bad at first, but then once I actually thought how it is, like, only 1 week, they get Chuck for 1 week and a couple rewards, then for $20, it's not that bad. Like, Supercell needs more money. Like, they need more money. It's cool. This is a good game. Just for 1 week, that's awesome.
It's not gonna completely destroy the game, right?
Yeah, like, I haven't come across one player who has played Chuck, so it's really not that bad.
I've come across, like, 5 to 10 people, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen anyone, surprisingly. Probably because I haven't been playing Heist or Brawl Ball or something. But, I haven't seen people play Chuck, but I feel like it's not that bad as people think. They're overreacting. Like, 1 week, $20. Supercell needs money. It's awesome. It's win-win.
Yeah, my reasoning is kind of a little bit longer. It's basically the same as Noob Army's. But, yeah, I think it's okay. Sure, we all wish Brawl Stars was free-to-play friendly and that it was super easy to max your account, but...
I mean, it is kind of free-to-play friendly,
but it's
hard to max out your account.
We wish it was like that, but it can't. It's a business. If we want Brawl Stars to keep on doing cool stuff, we have to give up. Not give up, but, like, let stuff like early access happen. So, I kind of want to... This might seem like a little tangent, but I kind of want to compare Brawl Stars to other games right now. Okay. So, out of the three big Supercell games, Clash Royale, Clash of Clans, Brawl Stars recently has been making the least amount of money. So, that's just something to keep in mind. But I'm going to compare, let's look at the two games that are above, like technically, in quotation marks, above Brawl Stars. That are made by Supercell. This is Clash of Clans and Clash Royale. Okay, what's the bad about them? Well, they're big on pay to progress. Like, if you pay money, you're going to progress faster. That might be good or bad. Another bad is that they have a less valuable battle pass than Brawl Stars. Like, by far.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then another bad, this is specifically Clash Royale. Clash Royale has added, like, 2 levels. Like, you can kind of tell, looking at Clash Royale specifically, like, they're kind of going into the pay money please road. So that's kind of the bad of the two, again, quote-unquote, better. They're not, I don't think they're better, but...
Brawl Stars was kind of going into that, like...
Let me keep on going. Okay. Good for these two above, again, in quotation marks, above games. They are huge. They're absolutely humongous. Like, the player base is huge. Everyone knows what those games are. Like, everyone.
Everyone.
Like almost everyone. Talk to your school, you're going to find so many people that know what those games are. Their production value is really good because they're adding a bunch of content, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not content you like, but you can't argue. They're adding a lot of content. For like a 6-year-old game and like a 10-year-old game, they're adding lots of content. Constant attention, right? There's a lot of developers working on it. And you can... Clash Royale has a huge esports too, right? Like, you can definitely tell a lot of love and care is going into those games. Now, let's compare it to the quote-unquote lower Supercell games, which is Boom Beach and Heyday.
Okay.
They're good with them. They're not too pay to win, okay?
They're not. Like,
they're not. It's about progressing, right? It's not, at least it's not as much as Clash Royale. The bad about them, they're dead. No one really plays them. You say, hey, do you, like at school, hey, do you play Heyday? What's that? Hey, do you play Boom Beach? What's that? Like, so, sure, they're more, like, less, like, greedy, but no one plays them. And there's no esports for them. There's nothing. Boom Beach has stopped updates. What's the farm game? Heyday. There's barely any updates anymore. So, as you can see, I think the point I'm trying to get at here... That took a while to explain, but... The point I'm trying to get at here is... If you want a fun game, if you want a live game... If you want esports... If you want all that kind of stuff... You're gonna have to have things like Chuck. Okay? Yeah. And... Also, sorry, we're comparing, but let's compare this early release Chuck to what Clash Royale is doing. Wow, crazy. Clash Royale has added like 2 levels to cards. Generally, I think people don't like the updates they've had. Like, they don't like evolutions. They don't like how people have seen Clash Royale scamming them. They made the battle pass less valuable. So what Brawl Stars is doing here is a lot less greedy. I think it's okay. Like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I think the final thing I'm going to say is the only reason this would be bad is if as soon as Chuck releases to the public, they nerf him immediately. Like, if you're going to leave Chuck broken for the people who paid, you should leave him broken at least for a little bit, like, for early release.
Like half a week or something.
Well, not half a week, just like a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Because then that would be unfair. Then that would be paying money for a broken brawler and then fixing it immediately, right? That's not fair. But other than that, I think it's okay. Sure, it's not perfect, it's not amazing, but I think for Brawl Stars to make money, I think this is a good compromise.
Yeah.
So any last things you want to say, Noob Army?
Yeah, Supercell is going to nerf Chuck. It's going to be a little bit unfair, but we're just going to have to let it go. Let it be.
So. Anything other than that?
Race, I'm still halfway.
Race for what? Explain it for people who don't know.
I'm trying to get to gold 3. I'm at gold 1.
For what?
For Colt Mastery.
Okay.
I'm at gold 1, halfway to gold 2. So, yeah.
Nice. So... That's it. Thanks for listening, and Bull, take it away.
You've been enjoying the best Brawl Stars podcast ever. No cap. The Brawl Show podcast is over. Now go home.